You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, states and territories meet to demand more hospital funding from the federal government. Donald Trump defends the Saudi Crown Prince as the leader visits the White House. And in sport, the Socceroos lose to Colombia in New York. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Rourke. State and territory leaders have met to break a deadlock on federal hospital funding. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler promised to cover 42.5% of public hospital running costs by 2030 and 45% by 2035 in a deal struck in late 2023. The state leaders have agreed at today's meeting that the pledge must be honoured to address ambulance ramping, extensive surgery wait times and widespread staff burnout. Victorian Premier Jacinda Allen says there's concern they've not been getting the support that's needed. But Anthony Albanese says his government is offering more than enough money.
What we have on the table is an increased amount of funding. We currently have $20 billion on the table. $20 billion is a substantial increase in health funding for hospitals.
The New South Wales Premier has condemned an allegedly racially motivated assault of a man in Western Sydney. The man was of Indian background and allegedly attacked at Westfield, Parramatta. Chris Minns says no one should ever be targeted or intimidated because of their background or identity. His comments have come as his government introduced a new bill on hate crimes in the state to ban behaviour that shows support for Nazi ideology and giving police more power to unmask protesters.
We want to make sure and help the police with big, bright lines so that it doesn't just come down to arbitrary judgments on a random Saturday afternoon, given everything else the police have to do as well.
One of the world's biggest gaming platforms, Roblox, will ask users to verify their age after Australia's online safety regulator threatened multi-million dollar fines. The company's chief safety officer, Matt Kaufman, says all users will be asked to submit to age estimation technology under its changes, with checks provided by US firm Persona.
Safety is fundamental to everything we do at Roblox. Roblox is the first online platform to require age estimation for all users who access communication. Now, once your age checked, you'll be able to communicate on Roblox with other people in similar age groups.
But eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says the restrictions are only being introduced after its negotiations with Roblox, in which they were threatened with fines for failing to prevent harm amid concerns it was becoming a playground for pedophiles. She says eSafety reached out to them with a formal warning, which then turned into a negotiation, which they had to comply with by the end of December. US President Donald Trump has come to the defence of Mohammed bin Salman during his visit to the White House, insisting the Saudi prince knows nothing about the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi agents in 2018. His fierce defence of the visiting Saudi crown prince contradicts a US intelligence assessment over the murder of the Washington Post columnist, which concluded bin Salman approved the capture or killing of Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Trump chided the reporter who asked the Khashoggi question, which was also paired with an inquiry about the Trump family's business interests in Saudi Arabia and whether or not the president considered that to be a conflict of interest.
Who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question.
Thank you.
I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy, what my family does is fine.
Authorities have delivered an initial report into how a cargo plane skidded off the runway in Hong Kong, killing two airport workers. The report from Hong Kong's Air Accident Investigation Authority says the Turkish-operated cargo plane that skidded off the runway at the international airport last month experienced an acceleration in one of its four engines after landing. But the full cause of the crash still needs to be determined. The investigation authority says it's still collecting further data, including technical issues related to the aircraft systems, engineering issues, maintenance records, and flight crew qualifications. There's a push for more Australian men to visit the doctor more often. It's International Men's Day today, and Independent MP David Pocock says it's a day to reflect on the idea that Australian men should start treating themselves like they treat their cars.
If we can get 10% more of Aussie blokes to go see a GP and get a blood test every 12 months, we will save thousands and thousands of lives out there to do that. We just got to get them to go and make that first initial step, to take that plunge and put them into an uncomfortable position and actually go and see that GP. Because so many men out there just aren't seeing them, and just because they think there's nothing wrong. We service our cars every 10,000 kilometres or every 12 months. We don't service ourselves.
To sport and in football news, the Socceroos have lost to Colombia 3-0 in New York. All three goals were scored in the final 15 minutes, the first time the Socceroos have conceded three goals in that fashion since 1968. The loss marks a disappointing international window for Australia as they continue preparations for next year's World Cup. They lost to Venezuela 1-0 in Houston last Saturday. I'm Deborah Grook. This is SBS News.